Show.
The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
One of the greatest problems on this planet is being solved in part by our Kid of the Week this week. And that's a need for clean water. In Africa in particular, the cost of a well to be dug could be $15,000. I mean, $50,000, that's 5 years' salary in parts of that country. It's a lot of money. But not if you're Catherine. Catherine, I got to get your pronunciation right on your name here. Which line? Okay. Tap dance for me.
You bet. This is very cool. You know, our friend Randy Bellisomo did something like this, too. Remember, with Haiti, tried to raise money to build some wells in Haiti, too. So this is quite an undertaking for an 11-year-old.
I go to Catherine now. Catherine, are you with me?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. How do you pronounce your last name?
Kozel.
Catherine Kozel. You're 11 years old?
Yes.
All right, so let me see if I have the story right. You had this incredible vacation with your family where you guys got to go to Tanzania on safari.
Yes.
And when you come back, you're going to church one Sunday, and there is a guest speaker who came to talk about the need for clean water and what people have to go through to get clean water in Africa, right?
Yes.
And you were able to put those two together because you saw women carrying water for forever, but you're just, you know, you're a little kid. You didn't put that together until you heard what a big deal it was at church, I suppose.
Yeah.
All right. So far we're good. Sounds like she's like, you know, it's a deposition.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, those are yes and no answers.
Catherine, how important was this to you? What about what you saw made this so important to you?
I just sort of felt like lucky to have what I had, and I wanted to help the people that didn't.
Can we call you Kate, by the way?
Yes.
So, Kate, who is Rosemary Grant?
She's a first grade teacher at the school I go to, Prospect.
Mm-hmm.
And she also does the Eco Club Eco Panthers, which I am in. And we did a project last year together, and now we're doing this project together.
If you know about the story of the Lost Boys of Sudan, there's another interesting tie to this, and it involves a book you read, and the book's called A Long Walk to Water. Why did that inspire you?
Because Salva, the main character of the book, started the foundation that we're working with, Water for South Sudan.
Kate, what's the process? This is so cool that you're doing this. I know you rallied some of your friends, but what's the process that you have to go through? I mean, do you raise the money and then they build the wells, or do you go back to oversee the building of the wells? Kind of walk us through the process.
So we created a fundraising page, and then the money that gets raised on there or donated on there goes towards our goal of $15,000. And then once we reach that goal, they'll drill a well.
The deal is, too, this is like a domino effect, because if you're able to put one well in a needy area, it can create those dominoes to fall to help build others. $15,000 for a single well, that's a lot of money for an 11-year-old, Kate.
Yeah.
It's probably more than your allowance, huh?
Yes.
Wee bit. And a lot of Prospect students. This is why we get excited about kids doing good things, because when one kid does a good thing, it generally inspires other kids to do the same. Kids don't know. You got to tell kids. Kids don't know. Why would a kid know that there is a need for a well, or a charity wishes for wells on the other side of the world? They don't know. So it took all of these particular circumstances to fall in line in this way, and a very bright young lady in Kate to be able to pull this off.
Kate, how would they normally get their water? If you weren't building a well, this is an interesting story, how the women and the girls get the water if they didn't have the well.
So they normally would walk about 6 miles with a jug that could carry about 6 gallons. Collect the water and then walk back, and that would take about a day.
6 gallons of water, really carrying it 6 miles
for a day to takes one day to do that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, just to get water back for the basics your family needs. A lot of kids I know have jumped in. Some kids are saying, don't give me a birthday present or a Christmas present. Whatever money you would spend on that, give it to the cause. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's got to make you feel good.
Yeah.
Who else is helping you with your family?
So my mom, so my whole family is helping and donating, and then like my grandparents have donated, and my uncle has agreed to donate half of what we need.
How great is that?
Wow.
What a good uncle.
That's awesome.
That's tremendous. Do you know who Matt Damon is?
No.
Matt Damon is an actor. He's super old. But he's an actor who is part of a charity in Africa that is trying to get clean, fresh water to Africa as well. And we're going to at least make sure that he knows and his organization knows about you as well. Because, you know, he's a big shot.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably even got more money than your uncle. And your uncle sounds loaded.
I've also written a letter to Yu Darvish, the new Cubs pitcher.
Okay.
Because he does work with clean water around the world to see if he'll donate.
I did not know that. How cool is that? The Matt Damon Water Project is water.org. But what we want to know is, what is the website that you have your fundraising page on, and how can we help?
So the link to our fundraising page is tinyurl.com/prospectwater.
Prospect Water. That's at tinyurl.com.
Yes.
Okay. Google any piece of that, and it'll come up for you as well. And we will link it in social, facebook.com, Steve Cochran Show, at Cochran Show on Twitter, and, of course, at the WGNradio.com homepage. You're a good kid. You know that?
Yes.
All right, Kate. Thanks for all the help, and appreciate what you're doing. And I hope you keep this work up for your whole life.